More than 2,000 U.S. military veterans are expected to join a demonstration at a camp in North Dakota. Thousands of activists have been protesting a large oil pipeline project near a Native American reservation. A reservation is an area of land in the United States that is kept separate for Native Americans to live and govern. The protesters, who call themselves water protectors, are concerned about drinking water on the reservation and downstream on the Missouri River. At the camp, activists are facing snow, storms, and below freezing temperatures. The veterans are part of a group called Veterans Stand for Standing Rock. They are building temporary housing and working with protesters. Protesters have spent months opposing plans to build the Dakota Access Pipeline beneath a lake near the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's reservation. The protesters say the $3.8 billion pipeline is a threat to water resources and holy Native American burial grounds. The veterans plan to form a human wall in front of police to protect protesters. Local police officials say they have made more than 525 arrests connected to the protest since August. On November 21st, police fired tear gas and large water cannons in below freezing temperatures. They also fired rubber bullets. Some people were wounded. A spokesman for the sheriff's department said protesters had started fires on the bridge and other places that night. But protesters said they lit controlled fires for warmth. CNN reported that protesters also said police flares started fires in the grass.
On Monday, North Dakota state officials ordered that activists leave the camp because of dangerous weather conditions. On Wednesday, however, officials also said they would not force the people to leave. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers controls the land where the protest is taking place. However, the protesters say the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe owns the land under a treaty from the 1800s. On Thursday, North Dakota's chief law enforcement official called some of the protesters frightening and said it was time for them to go home. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Thursday said he supports the completion of the pipeline. Trump's transition team also said he supports peaceful protests. Members of the North Dakota Veterans Coordinating Council condemned the involvement of veterans and asked them not to take part. North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple has said it was probably not possible to build the pipeline in a different place, but he said he would try to rebuild a relationship with Standing Rock Sioux leaders. Dalrymple said that state officials never thought about forcibly removing protesters. He also said his order for them to leave was mostly because of concerns about extreme weather putting people in danger. The Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners, LP, owns the 1,885-kilometer pipeline project. It is complete except for the part under protest. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Ann Ball.